Hello everybody, I'm George from Ireland, so thanks for coming back to my channel. This is about imprisonment for public protection in England and Wales. So these were sentences that were introduced by the Labour government under Tony Blair in 2005. And that allowed someone to be sentenced to whatever number of years in prison. And it would be stated that he or rarely she was regarded as a danger to the public. So there was the tariff, as in the minimum term, for example, 3 years. And after the expiry of that tariff, the person wasn't automatically released, even if he or she had behaved in an exemplary fashion whilst incarcerated. The person would go before a parole board, and the parole board would assess whether this person would imperil the general public or not. If the parole board was not confident that the person no longer posed a threat, then the person would stay in prison, and this would be reassessed every few years, and this could be decades over the tariff. Anyway, this was so contentious, it was abolished in 2012 under the Conservative government headed by David Cameron. Remember, is the Conservative Party likes to pose as tough on crime, but even for the Tories, this was too much. Tough is often a euphemism for cruel. So, I mean, a sentencing, depends on what it is. If it's like a petty theft or something like that, or speeding, I might be quite mild, especially first-time offenders, give people a few chances, blah, blah, blah. Where I would come down really hard on people is premeditated violence. It wasn't someone lost his or her temper. The person planned to do it. He, she went there aiming to do real harm to people, and we're not hard enough on that. And likewise, terrorism, even membership of a terrorist organization, I would set that as life in prison without possibility of parole. But if you plead guilty, 40 years, will release you after 20, something like that. This sentence has been imposed more than was envisaged by the Labour government when it was created. So people on spend relatively brief spells in prison, say 3 years. Some of them are still there over 20 years later. I was reading a story about a woman whose brother stole a mobile phone, was somehow regarded as dangerous, and there was more to it than that, but is still in prison after a two-year sentence coming up for 2 decades later because the parole board thinks the person's still dangerous, partly because he or she has been caught attacking other prisoners whilst in jail or prison officers or smuggling drugs in or something like that, or saying things to the parole board, maybe very honestly, that they want to exact vengeance on someone. So the IPP has got some of the less dangerous people probably miscategorized as being very dangerous indeed. And then who have not done well on rehabilitation programs. So you need to prove you can be rehabilitated, but sometimes there's not a space in a rehabilitation program, and therefore they can't show that there's less risk, and they remain cooling their heels in jail. And remember, it costs something like £60,000 on average to keep people in a publicly run prison. There's some privately run prisons and so on. So the Imprisonment for Public Protection Order was done away with in 2012, but the abolishment was not retroactive. So those who had already been awarded IPPs didn't get out, even though in most cases they were beyond their tariff. The government said that those who were already serving IPP sentences included some who were very dangerous, and they couldn't be let out until the parole board had assessed them as non-dangerous yet. So in as of 2 years ago, there were over 1,200 IPP prisoners still held in prison, and the great majority of them had passed their tariff dates, in some cases over 10 years earlier. So now some IPP prisoners were let out, but over 1,700 since been brought back to prison. So anyway, as of November 2024, this is under the Labour government, Keir Starmer, some who'd already been released by the IPP had their license terminated. Often they're released on license. On the license will be terms like have to be tagged, have to report to parole office every so often, must stay in a certain geographical area, can't go wherever within a mile of a previous victim, can't leave the country or whatever, cannot buy knives or something like that, cannot drive a car, and breaching the terms of the license, they can go back. Some have an indefinite probation supervision, which means they'll always be superintended by the provision service. There's no end date to that. But nevertheless, they can choose to end that. The probation service can. So anyway, they've amended the rules. So there's the parole board has to review the IPP licenses every 2 years, at least. They can review it more frequently than that. They may not review it less frequently. But do they have enough parole boards and so on? So it's very contentious because someone who receives a fairly brief sentence can still spend decades in prison, and it's not imposed by a judge, it's imposed by a parole board. And so isn't this unjust that someone who committed something that wasn't that serious can spend very long in prison, and that's much longer than he or she was sentenced to, and judges who award prison sentences, in effect, is parole boards awarding prison sentences or extending prison sentences. And sometimes it's simply because the person hasn't been allowed the opportunity to persuade the parole board that he or she does not pose a danger to the public. And you think of the exorbitant cost of keeping these people in prison, £60,000 at least. Now, category A, it's like double that easily. But what could be done to make it cheaper? Feed them less? I'm not sure, fewer guards? And then I was reading there's a sort of population explosion in the prisons in South Britain. And there are over 2,000 cells which are unoccupied because of the fire hazard. You say, well, we're just going to take the risk and put them in there anyway. We don't want them to die in a fire, but, you know, it might happen. So beggars can't be choosers. So prisoners, you know, you're not our primary concern. Our primary concern is good people, not bad people. I don't want to harm prisoners. They should be treated humanely, adequately fed, provided with medical care, protected from other prisoners who would attack them, not subjected to unnecessary use of force by the prison officers and so forth. But I don't care about their health and safety as much as I do about good people. But yeah, I do think it's a point of honor to have humane prisons. And of course, I don't want it to be a complete softie. I'm not saying it has to be a 5-star hotel either. Goodness. And then they obviously should have to work. And most of them do, like I say, making football nets, cooking and cleaning, working in the library, making socks, working in prison farms to do more work. And you can get to these open prisons. They go to work in a farm, in a park, in a graveyard or whatever. I don't know of a case where a guy was an hour late back after work and then he wasn't allowed out for over a month. And the woman whose farm was working, it's terrible that, you know, just he was an hour late back and he's not allowed out for a month now. It's pointed out, yes, but he did kill his wife, which is why they're strict. You've got to come back because you can stay out later and later and later. And is that an escape attempt? You know, at what point do they think it's an escape and send out the search party? Send them out unnecessarily. That's a big waste of time and money and cry wolf. And then people will go do real escapes because they'll be lax, saying, oh, the person's probably a bit late back, 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours. And then by the time they send out the search party, the person's got clear. Okay, what do you think? IPPs, are they an apposite tool to defeat crime? Should they retroactively scrap them and release those who are on them right now? Thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, then PayPal, George Carlin, 790@gmail.com. Goodbye.